Megens met het NOS-journaal. Het klimaatrapport van de VN is een allerlaatste waarschuwing en een kans om een desastreuze opwarming van de aarde tegen te gaan. Dat zegt Greenpeace. De milieuorganisatie vindt dat de mensheid op ramkoers ligt met de planeet. Nederland moet daarom vol inzetten op andere energiebronnen, zoals waterstof en warmtepompen. Het klimaatpanel van de VN schrijft in een rapport dat de aarde niet 2, maar slechts 1,5 graad mag opwarmen. Dan zijn er 50% minder overstromingen, smelt er minder poolijs en verdwijnt niet al het koraalrif. Het kabinet legt ongevraagde verkooptelefoontjes aan banden. Bedrijven en organisaties mogen straks alleen nog consumenten bellen die daar expliciet mee hebben ingestemd. Hoe dat geregeld wordt is onduidelijk. Nu is er het Bel Me Niet-register, waar mensen die niet gebeld willen worden zich moeten aanmelden. Staatssecretaris Keizer zegt dat de helft van de mensen zich ergert aan ongevraagde telefonische verkoop. 1 op de 3 Nederlanders weet niet waar het dichtstbijzijnde reanimatieapparaat hangt. En als ze het wel weten, dan kunnen ze er niet altijd bij, omdat de AED in een winkel of kantoor hangt. In Zuid-Holland is de helft van de AED's 24 uur per dag beschikbaar. In Drenthe en in Noord-Brabant is dat een kleine 80%, meldt de Hartstichting. Die wil dat dat meer wordt en roept mensen op zo'n AED samen met de buurt te kopen. In Midden-Amerika zijn de afgelopen dagen 12 mensen omgekomen door overstromingen en aardverschuivingen. Die worden veroorzaakt door hevige regen die de regio sinds donderdag teistert. In Honduras vielen 6 doden, onder wie een moeder en 2 kinderen die lagen te slapen toen een aardverschuiving hun huis verwoestte. Ook in Nicaragua, Costa Rica en El Salvador vielen slachtoffers. Het weer vandaag droog en overwegend zonnig. Het wordt 15 tot 17 graden bij een zwakke tot matige zuidwestenwind. Morgen meer zon, soms wat hoge sluierbewolking. Dan kan het 22 graden worden. De rest van de week verandert er weinig. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Bent u 66 plus en wilt u graag nieuwe mensen leren kennen? Of wilt u meedoen aan leuke activiteiten, alleen of samen met anderen? Kom dan naar de seniorenmiddag op Oba Reigersbos. Elke donderdagmiddag van 2 tot 4 kunt u hier genieten van het samen zijn, interessante lezingen, uitstapjes, workshops en nog veel meer. Kom langs en doe ook mee. U vindt ons in de winkelstraat Reigersbos. Toegang is gratis. Oba, om bij te blijven.
Eén nacht alleen, één nacht alleen. Met de stilte om me heen, één nacht alleen.
Weet je, sommige mensen zijn altijd alleen. Mensen van alle leeftijden. Bij Humanitas Amsterdam zijn ze hard op zoek naar 150 nieuwe vrijwilligers. Mensen die zich willen inzetten tegen eenzaamheid. Want met een paar uur per week maak jij het verschil. Word vrijwilliger bij Humanitas en meld je aan via eennachtalleen.nl. Humanitas, samen tegen eenzaamheid.
Eén nacht alleen, één nacht alleen.
Mensen die zich willen inzetten tegen eenzaamheid. Want met een paar uur per week maak jij het verschil. Word vrijwilliger bij Humanitas en meld je aan via eennachtalleen.nl. Humanitas, samen tegen eenzaamheid.
Eén nacht alleen, één nacht alleen.
Mensen die zich willen inzetten tegen eenzaamheid. Want met een paar uur per week maak jij het verschil. Word vrijwilliger bij Humanitas en meld je aan via eennachtalleen.nl.
Of Niger is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. All your events can be promoted right here on Voice of Niger. Yes, you heard me right. Don't know about you because you're not promoting your business. We can bring you the awareness that you need for all those revivals, seminars, special events, conferences, church services, your Sunday services, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. Call us today right now at 06-846-06-550. That's 06-846-06-550. Voice of Ninja, your place to advertise.
Listen to Voice of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning for your spiritual blessings and upliftment, for community news, your interviews, special requests, and others. Tune into 105.2 MHz ETA and 103.8 MHz on cable. We delight and entertain you.
Hey, we also have more stuff coming your way. We have business matters. We have social and educational matters. We have health and healing matters. We also have legal matters.
For more information, call us on 020-368-1968. We delight and entertain you. Voices of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 to 10 a.m. Razzo.
Whatever you need, you came here with tonight. God is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. Holy are you, Lord. All creation call you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your be. Just lift up your hands to him.
Your name. Your love is patient. You fill my heart with so much peace and joy. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much.
Well, good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen out there, my friends, family, senior citizens, young people. Everyone out there, good morning to you. My name is Apostle Larry Dogano. We want to welcome you this morning to our Good Morning Show. This is Radio Voice of Niger coming to you on the episode of Airwaves of Radio Razzle. Welcome once again. I want to just usher to a moment of prayer to dedicate this session before we tell you some more about what's going to happen. Shall we pray? Father, we want to bless you. We want to honor you for who you are. Thank you for your amazing grace, oh God. Thank you for the power that you have. Even you manifest towards us. We give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for everyone out there. We are reaching right now through the airwaves. We pray you touch their lives, bless their homes. Let peace come. Once again, we thank you for our nation, for all those who are in authority over us, that you will bless and do them good in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We commit also the broadcast into your hands, that the broadcast shall be a great blessing, that life shall be touched, that you will, oh God, flow through it all and make your impact felt. We give you thanks today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
so great. We worship you, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything written about you.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning to you, and we trust that you are enjoying this gospel show. My name is Apostle Henry Dawkins, coming to you on the waves of Radio Voice of Niger, your popular radio program on Radio Razzle. This is a gospel inspirational show. The hour we connect you with God. Transmitting this hour on 103.8 ETA and 105.2 Cable on your popular radio program, Radio Voice of Niger. It is becoming awesome and glorious. And Lord, we thank you. So we trust that you will enjoy this day, because it's the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. So we will shortly be bringing to you our tidbits. Shortly, I'll be bringing the miracles of Jesus Christ, and after that, we will go to the pastoral forum, and from the pastoral forum, we would move over to we'll end up our religious segment, and then after that, then we will move to the social program, where we will be having Her Excellency Miss Tanya Jadnan-Nansen, who is the new chair lady of the Amsterdam Southeast Episcopacy. So you'll be interacting with her as she comes at the hour of 9 o'clock, because we want to introduce her to our own community. So all you folks from Radio Voice of Niger, all you folks who are from Southeast, get ready to interact with your own cheerleady. Call in on 027371619 should you have any question. Meanwhile, stay tuned. Heaven's peace of your glory and the earth of your beauty. Your love is new every morning. And yeah, your faithfulness is ever shown. I say heaven's peace of your glory and the earth of your beauty. So
today. Come and do a miracle today.
If this is you.
Your love is
much peace and joy. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new.
Yes, Jesus.
You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new.
I said to myself, happy birthday, Helen Ruth Duncan. Happy birthday to you. As I celebrate this year, more grace, more honor be released into my life. Fans of Radio Voice of Niger, help me today. Celebrate me, my birthday. Your line on 020-727-1619. I'm preparing to bring the word of God, word of exhortation for today.
Jesus, you love me too much.
Excess love. That's what he asked for us. It's true. Let me get his service for me. Hey, I don't know where I would have been.
Jesus,
you love me too much.
Too much.
Excess love. He loves me. I don't know about you, but he loves me so much.
Jesus, you love me too much.
With a song, I welcome you to the miracles of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for your life. My name, once again, is Apostle Helen Ruth Duncan of Rivers of Life Bible Church, alias Lady Agbabuma of Radio Voice of Niger. Now, I just want to bring this short word of exhortation to thank God for additional 1 year he has added into my life today. I read from the book of Psalm 103. Join me, please. From verse 1, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities, who healeth all my diseases." I'm making it personal because in your Bible, it will be saying thine. So I'm making it personal because I'm remembering how far he has brought me. Who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. somebody join me today to really celebrate the day and meditate on the word of the Lord for all his kindness and benefits, which I have enjoyed from the day of my conception to the day I was born. Because the Bible tells us that from the time Adam and Eve sinned against the Lord, sin came into the world. And when sin came, that means even children who were begotten out of Adam and Eve already had mark of sin inside them. And from that, man then required redemption. So until man accepts Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior, man will be under perpetual condemnation because sin rules the world. So even as a baby, we were conceived under iniquity. We were conceived in sin, as the Bible says it. So here, the psalmist giving thanks to God, and as I'm giving thanks to God as well today, I am saying to him that everything within my soul has to bless him for having redeemed my life, redeemed my soul from the destructive power of sin. Because he has forgiven all my iniquities. Would I remember? Would I say my mom and my dad didn't sin? Because even the Bible said he uses the sins of the fathers to judge their children. Is there anyone under the surface of the air that doesn't sin against God? So I cannot begin to act as if there was no sin in my life. It's just by the sheer mercy of grace that I can stand here today to testify about the goodness of God. In other words, knowing fully well that when man fell short of the standard of God, sin came into the world. And because that sin came into the world, it affected everything on the surface of the earth till death. And the exemption is only when you find a new life in Christ Jesus. You find a new birth in Christ Jesus. That's why Jesus in the book of John 3 told Nicodemus, except a man be born again by water and by the blood, by fire, he cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. So Nicodemus wanted to know how, whether it is that he will enter his mother's womb at his matured age to be born again. But what Jesus was just trying to say is that you need to repent, renounce your old ways of life, and then ask for me to come into your life and then be your personal Savior. And then you receive Christ as your Savior, and then the evidence is that you go and baptize, and then when you are baptized, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and then you become a new person. So you can see that as a process that brings us unto repentance. And without that process, man remains in sin. Every other thing man does is very sinful. So if God will judge us based on the manner of sin that we are committing, based on the guilt of sin that we carry every day, it will be too powerful. And it will be too great. But thank God, the Bible said, who forgiveth all my iniquities. Iniquity is talking about from the root of my sinful nature, God has forgiven me, and who healed all my diseases. Because where sin is, disease can be attached to it. But look at what the Bible is telling me today. As I bless God, I'm remembering that the root of my sins have been forgiven. They've been dealt with by virtue of the fact that I have received Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. Are you not glad, somebody, to know that there's someone who has forgiven all your sins and who healed all thy diseases? Even the diseases that are not yet come, I'm already healed from them. And that's why I'm rejoicing and I'm thanking him for being my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Where would I have been? There are people of my age who have died. There are people of my age who are in the hospital. They are crippled. They are infirmed by iniquities, infirmed by sicknesses that cannot be defined. Oh, there are people of my age who have been harassed continuously by demonic entities. Visible and invisible. They harass them in their homes. Have you not heard people who will say, something is walking on top of my roof. Something is walking in my home. I cannot see what is walking in my home. Oh, look at me. I will sleep and wake up, JJ. And here I am talking to you because of the goodness of the Lord. How can I forget such a benefit? That he healed all my diseases. Who redeemed my life from destruction. Child of God. Do you know many people who wink their eyes just because they see you somewhere? Do you know many people who don't want even to know how you are doing? Do you know many people? Kurama Sata. Oh, come on, pause at this moment now and get to know Jesus a little bit more.
With so much peace and joy, you're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love, oh.
So as you meditate upon this song, which I had put for you to meditate on, I just want you to take and examine the love of God. Examine that God who have forgiven all your iniquities. When we talk about iniquity, we are talking about the root of sin. We are talking about the sins that your parents may have committed, which you are ignorant about. We are talking about the God who redeemed your life from destruction. Do you know how people dive into guilt? And because of guilt, they cannot be themselves. Do you know how people's life have been destroyed because of sicknesses that have come because of unforgiveness? Do you know how people's life have been, you know, how people's life are been destroyed because of unforgiveness? There are many who carry guilt. There are many who are unforgiving. There are many homes that have been broken just because a husband cannot forgive a wife and a wife cannot forgive a husband. Do you know how many
Children have become rebellious just because they are counting on the sins of their parents. Even some of them, they look at their mothers, they said, "You are a whore. You are a whore. I can't be proud of you." Some of them look at their father, they say, "You are a drunkard. I'm not proud of you." And because of that, their lives have been destroyed. You see, when you operate without God in your life will be very empty. And that is why David, a whole king, he paused and he felt he should give thanks to God who redeemed his life from all destruction. Do you know how people get up in the morning and then death is haunting them? And because death is haunting them, they have achieved everything in life, but they have no joy. They have no peace. They can't forgive themselves. Have you not seen of millionaires who went and they killed themselves? Just because they felt that the yoke of sin was too heavy upon them. The yoke of guilt was too much. So they could not forgive themselves. So they thought that taking their life should be the last resort for their sorrow. Child of God, it's only when you do not know the gravity of guilt that you will not be able to understand the magnitude of the forgiveness that God has given unto us through Jesus, our Lord and personal Savior. So I am grateful this morning, and I'm joyfully bringing this word to you so that you can have hope and you can have a future. The Bible said, "He crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, and who satisfied thy mouth with good things." Oh, it's a very good place to rejoice and to rejoice with me as I celebrate this day. To rejoice with me because I am remembering that he is the only one who have redeemed my life from destruction. Do you know when sicknesses wanted to attack me? Do you know when you may have eaten by accident food that was not clean and virus entered into your system? Yet, I escaped all of those threats. Look at this. Who satisfied my mouth with good things? Would you please count all your blessings? Count what God has done for you. Aren't you glad that you are not eating through your nostrils? You don't have tubes around you. There are people who will want to eat meat, but except the meat is grinded, they cannot eat it. Aren't you glad that the Lord delivered you from destruction? Aren't you glad that you are crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies? Do you know many people who lack love? We wake up in the morning in such an environment we are in. Nobody cares about his neighbor. I can't even remember when last somebody saw me and said, "Oh, I love you." But here, we are being reminded that we are being crowned with loving kindness. Come and say a big thank you to the Lord. He said, so he renewed, he satisfied my mouth with good things. Good things. You wake up in the morning, you are not sick. Your household, they are not sick. You wake up in the morning, your neighbor didn't die. They are all alive. Is it not good news that our country is in a good stability? Look at how terrorists are harassing other European countries, and look at the peace we have enjoyed in this nation. Is that not a place for you to rejoice and know that you are not in control of what is happening but God? We can wake up and go to work and come back. Do you know who gave you the strength? It is no other person but God. So you're supposed to rejoice when you enjoy benefits like this. And look at the effect of good news. The effect of good news is that your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. You see, when you are being bombarded with disaster, people age by force. When you are being visited by, you know, the troubles of life, gray hairs begin to come out. People begin to look dishonorable. Those who loved you, they begin to reject you. Because people don't love you so much to the point that they will hang around you in time of trouble. Do you understand? So, because God loves us so much, he has satisfied our mouth with good news. So that our age is being renewed. Look, as I celebrate my birthday today, people would even know that I'm 52. They will not know. But it is by the mercy of God that I am still looking dynamic, looking highly articulated, looking beautiful. And that's why I'm celebrating God. And I'm saying to you to join me as I celebrate him today. This is my song of celebration. So instead of going to be singing for myself the music of happy birthday to you, I'm singing this one and I'm rejoicing.
Your love
on this note
is kind.
I am saying to you, God richly bless you.
Your love
cause his face to
patient.
Shine upon you, cause you to be renewed in your age.
You
cause you to receive good news.
Heart.
May you be uplifted today. As I rejoice,
so
may you rejoice. As I celebrate, may
joy.
You be celebrated. May the Lord God, who has been the source of my strength,
you're
may he strengthen
amazing.
You in all that you have
you
been through. May the Lord strengthen you and bless
new.
You. Thank you for listening and continue. Stay
you're
tuned. We shall
submit
you. Thank you.
You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much, oh,
too much, oh, too much, oh.